Hello, and welcome to film commentary for the Legendary Frogcast. We got a special one for you today, folks. But with me is Dustin Watts.
Yo.
Richard Farrow.
I was told we were going to watch The Avengers.
We're watching the next best thing, my friend. And it is
a random assortment of heroes.
Yeah, it is a random assortment of heroes. And we have fighting game expert Randy Keepers.
I thought we were watching something better, too.
Randy,
I told you all what we're doing.
We haven't been on a podcast in ages.
Wait, are we? If you want to watch something better, go watch Mortal Kombat.
You know what? I just might. Just kidding.
Let's start our own podcast and watch Mortal Kombat.
We're watching the 1994 classic Street Fighter. The Jean-Claude Van Damme vehicle.
I have never seen this movie.
I don't know what made me say we should watch this. I think because I was watching Evo 2013, and I was like, oh, Street Fighter.
Get hype!
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
It was like,
we could have watched Sharknado.
And I actually have kind of fond memories of this movie, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay. No, I'm going to derail the podcast for a second. Sharknado.
That is a beautiful, beautiful idea.
Well, they're like, the idea behind it is like, oh, so sharks are scary, right? So are tornadoes. What if we made, get this, a Sharknado? And like all the producers are like, oh, 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 and they're clapping their hands and stuff like that, like seals. They're like, yeah, this gets greenlit.
Okay, guys, we're getting off track. Let's watch this movie.
You guys, look, if you guys don't want to watch Street Fighter.
I want to watch Street Fighter. This
is an experience that I need to experience. So let's get this over with.
Okay, so what we're going to do, guys, this movie is on Netflix, so you can just watch it there. But if you're, obviously you guys have the Blu-ray.
There's Blu-ray, there's a DVD.
Yeah.
But most of the DVD versions are censored and are missing like a few seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a neck snap that most versions cut out.
Dustin, of course you would know that.
Ready. All right.
Okay, this is future Joey here. We're going to do a little retcon of the starting point. So we're going to do it right when the Jean-Claude Van Damme name disappears. That's when we'll hit play. Okay? Because Dustin started watching and he had a different version. So we wanted to make sure we were synced up here.
What if he has the version that has the neck snap and then we get all out of whack?
And we'll start over again.
I want to
actually,
see
y'all
snap.
Probably y'all probably have the version with the neck snap. I probably don't.
All right, so we'll do it again. 3, 2, 1, go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, Julia. And now it says Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Street.
This movie has a lot of fighting, but not many streets.
Huh, apparently. I've got a different version because mine says Street Fighter the Ultimate Battle. Does yours say that?
Crisis in Shadaloo.
Shadaloo.
Shishanadu.
Shadaloo. This is funny.
Kylie Minogue.
So I imagine that this movie was written by 12-year-olds who were making up Chinese words or something.
Shadaloo is part of the Street Fighter lore.
Yeah, it's been there since the beginning.
Chun-Li's a reporter? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Oh my gosh. She's important later.
She's a character. You'll find a lot of characters just randomly in this movie.
Hi there, I'm Chun-Li, and I'm going to be the star of a really dumb movie in a couple of years.
I want something that can do... I want like a floating battleman of... Awesome. Wouldn't you?
I don't want one. I have one.
Did you see that look he was given that news report? Like how he kind of looked over to the side at the hover thing?
He's like,
they're
please.
Talking about me again. Oh, look, here it goes. This face right there. And he's like, yeah, oh, dramatic
he's like,
tape flip.
He's what just up? Looking. He's like, can we get these camera people out of here? I mean, honestly.
In the game, what
Dude,
nationality
I
is
Shadow Love? Did you see that? Look at that. Oh, God, look. Tony Stark works for Bison.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look.
Ah, whoo.
I'm surprised we didn't hear the womb scream there.
Alright, toss that random Asian there.
Have you guys seen Fist of the North Star and stuff like that? Their helmets are like jockeys' helmets. Oh, jockey? Is that Zangief? Dude, he's a big dude with a beard and a mohawk. He has to be Zangief.
Yes, that is Zangief.
I am Zangief. I am bad guy.
Oh, here goes. Yep, and and
Street Fighter!
Oh!
Finish.
Not since Man of Steel has there been such a neck snap.
Well, that neck snap,
it skipped past it for me.
Yeah. Oh, Raul Julia, he's all like,
there goes Ryu.
I know, right?
Oh, good lord.
Send more bodies to this wood chipper. Oh,
you know he's supposed to be American, right?
I know. So he's like, I'm here to fight for the American people. Oh, he's so American.
Oh my god.
Bring me this man. I must beat his face in.
It's hard to take a supervillain like that seriously when he's like, DJ, change the channel.
And I think that's Honda.
Yeah.
Oh, Balrog? Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Hurley.
Oh, shit.
Now, in the game, Balrog was originally named Bison.
And Bison was Balrog.
No, and Bison was Vega.
And Vega was
Balrog.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
Cammy, don't straddle the Hawaiian.
No,
how many times do we have to tell
him? He's not a Hawaiian. He's Hurley from Lost before he got his job on the island. Oh, I know I'm clever.
Oh, shit. That's like a 3-day time span. We're going to be screwed if we don't do this. Oh.
Does he have an American badge on his thing? Because he shouldn't. In 75 hours!
You know, because they
only have 74 hours.
Well, you know, what's funny is, if there's any hostages in the main atrium or the cable access television in those prisons, because we know they have them, we're coming after you guys!
Only afford one set.
There's actually one henchman in the back that's saying, Buffalo! Buffalo! Buffalo!
It's kind of... Okay.
You know what's funny is that... You know what's really funny is that, so Charlie is a completely different character, first of all.
Yeah.
He gets killed by Bison, and Blanca's actual name is Jimmy.
Yeah, but not many people, as I said, they kind of played fast and loose with Street Fighter here.
They're just like, oh, it's just a video game narrative. I mean, who pays attention?
Isn't in the game, isn't Cammy like a clone or something like that?
Yeah, she's Bison.
It's kind of weird. And it's not the only part of M. Bison that shows up that's female.
Oh, so she's like part of Bison?
Oh, I can't guess who that is. Who is that? Is that Vega? I don't know who that is. Is that...
It's Wolverine. Duh.
No.
Whatever you do, don't hit him in the balls.
No, that's Vega. I'm pretty sure.
Can I... You know, this is coming from somebody who, is seeing this movie for the first time, has never played a single Street Fighter game in his entire life. I am 100%
on board,
completely lost.
Don't worry. even if you played the video games, you're going to be completely lost.
I'm about as lost as Mark Wahlberg was on the set of The Happening.
You notice how they just have to mention someone's name like right away, so you're like, oh, it's that character.
In Shadaloo City. Okay, so here's a new drinking game that I've invented. Whenever they say the word Shadaloo, you have to take a shot.
And every time they say
alcohol poisoning by the end of
and every time and every time they mispronounce Blanca, Sagat, Zangief, or Dalsim, you kill yourself.
That'd be a lot of people dead.
Not even cats would survive that kind of game.
Because cats have 9 lives, got it.
I'm so witty.
That's the joke.
Wasn't that guy in a Double Dragon, like the guy who's playing Ryu?
The guy who's playing Ryu? I think he was Bimmy in Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're going to get beat up.
Next.
Double Dragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to make it halfway through this when you're talking about Double Dragon.
So when does this guy recruit everybody for the Avengers? He's got an eye patch.
The Street Fighter. They're just making a team called Street Fighter.
Wait. Their guns are top loaders? That's cute. Oh, okay.
Oh, it makes sound effects.
Because we shot balls in their face. That's funny.
I never noticed.
What?
Wait, he likes his games live and in living color? Does that make him a racist? Oh,
no,
that
he just
has
likes
to be
Technicolor.
That has to be Ken. Come on, throw Hadouken.
Yeah, which one's Ken?
I'm pretty sure it's the guy in white.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He knew it was tennis ball, but he still continued to use it.
Oh my god. He's like, are you ready for this tennis ball right in the face? Oh,
I'm ahead of y'all.
Oh, wait a minute.
Have
I don't
some
think
weird,
you
like,
shoot tennis balls.
You have weird, like, weird version.
Yeah, I think I do. I think...
Dustin, you should have just watched Netflix.
Yeah, I don't have Netflix.
Oh, shame on you.
Wait, is that Seth's atrium? In Street Fighter 4, it looks just like that.
It's like they knew.
Or they may have modeled it after.
How was your research today? Oh, it's very wonderful. I've added a human brain into a rabbit.
Well, it's like, how's your research today? Well, it's soul-crushing and it destroys me. I may kill myself eventually.
He could say, I'm a bit stretched.
He's got a chain around his neck that's tied to, like, it's attached to his hands, and it still has the exact same mobility. How is that at all? Why is he wearing that?
I think I'm caught up.
You can probably use that as a weapon.
Yay, brainwashing.
Well, it's to prevent him from stretching out. That's what it's for.
It's like we want you to be able to move as much as a regular human being, but we don't want you teleporting or stretching all over the place because that's straight up bananas.
Educational
now,
software.
Insert Brady Bunch gag right here.
Brady Bunch gag.
Over there force feeding.
Where are you hiding a plant?
Did you guys look at Zangief? Look at how much he's enjoying this.
It's like, this is why I signed up for this.
It was like, I knew I liked coming into work every day.
There's a reason the camera angle is above the waist right now.
Yeah, and he likes to...
because Throne
well, he's
is
like,
short.
He's like, I want to... I came into work today to watch a brown guy choke a slightly browner guy. What's that?
They have 2 bags of DNA mutagen. They must
just lying around.
Ryu!
It's Ryu, I thought.
Yeah. Whatever this movie says is correct.
And it's going to have a whole generation of dumb Americans who say
so
it
when
wrong.
They release this movie in Japan, do they have to change everyone's name?
Yep.
100-da.
100.
It looks like Uncle Joey from Full House.
All right.
Maybe
like,
this is
Dave Cooley.
Yeah,
Dave
Cooley.
I love the musical soundtrack to this. It's a very very telling of the emotional
and very public domain.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But he's hideous. Iron oh fist. No, he's oh. beautiful.
Oh man, I would love to just kiss that face. Oh.
That's nice to know, Randy.
You know, Vega's probably the most accurate person in here. In this
yeah. movie. I mean, it's not like, hard.
He's the right nationality. He has the costume.
The right personality.
He's a hunk. Oh.
They got...
Now put him... Now yeah, put I kind of saw that happening. Put him in a white gi. Oh.
And that lady was having none of Vega.
It was just shoot, like Vega's like, it. Oh, my
doesn't ego have long
God,
hair,
that
though.
Looks fake.
Or does he? I don't know.
That is a very realistic and very convincing sword.
I know.
It's not made from aluminum. Foil.
At all.
No. Oh, my mom
I
made
see
it for
you
me.
Know how to throw a sword. Well, I'm going to have to put my mask back on and beat your ass. You know what?
Yeah, no weapon.
Yeah, so let's introduce the trademark weapon and costume and then not use it.
After you get ripped to pieces by... Oh, wait, never mind.
Wait, so why are they fighting? I guess because they tried to sell them toys.
Crowd counting down in foreign language. I love these subtitles.
Oh, yeah, subtitles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that?
I think we should do it.
I don't want to mess anything up, though.
Are those missiles? On? Oh, look,
no.
It's Guile.
Yes. Those are missiles.
Yes, those are missiles.
Who else but Guile?
Who else has the Guile? Dun, 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 dun,
shot. Okay, take a shot.
So he has an American badge.
Yeah. You know what I could really use right now? Like I want a bell. I want to ring that bell every single time they say Shottaloo.
Ding.
In case you forget which nationality people are.
Yeah, look at he's supposed to be American. he's the most not American. Oh yeah, jump right on the
What the hell?
Did you see? And it gets add more emphasis.
Now, if Iron Man did that, people will be cheering.
Oh, she's got a British flag on her arm. That must be
look
she's
at this.
British.
This tattoo is definitely from a prison.
Isn't Kylie Minogue Australian?
Oh, take another shot.
No, Cammy is actually British. Well, she's supposed to be.
Well, that's where her allegiances are.
Prison macaroni and cheese.
What I'm saying is, isn't like Kylie Minogue Australian? Is someone eating?
We can't call them by their first name because we don't really know. Look, they have a tape of the countdown running in the background.
Wait, we need to infiltrate someone, doesn't he mean someone needs to infiltrate? I don't think he's... Where did he learn his grammar?
We need to infiltrate someone. Oh, yeah. I want to infiltrate him.
I love the bit.
What?
Makeshift claws.
Yep. He's just like, I don't need a shank. I just need to Wolverine it up.
I'm not in prison with you. You're in prison with me.
You think by now they would have stopped giving him utensils?
Wait, why is Guile hanging out in a prison?
Why
is he trying to find? He's trying to find infiltrators. Oh.
That makes no sense.
Like, we really got to piss him off and make him mad at these guys specifically.
So, is this what happened to Captain America?
I think I gotta have weird censored version because y'all are I'm like ahead of y'all.
Well, you have like ultimate version or whatever.
I apparently
You know, I'd love to know what he's watching that's making him twist and turn like that.
It's the most horrifying stock footage you can find.
Of the last Airbender.
He's watching Street Fighter.
All the inaccuracies the are so bad.
Both, same time.
Oh, God.
Well, don't worry, here comes the Americans to save the third world countries.
America! Medicine. Brick, yeah?
Yeah. It's not funny if you can't say it.
It's America, F yes.
That lady was Canadian, I think. She had a Canadian badge.
Canada,
call it a wake-up call.
She's like, oh
take a shot! Take a shot!
Now imagine the screenwriter for this movie. They're like, okay, you have to use all these characters and you need to make a movie out of it. They're like, damn it. How do I do this?
Well, I think the better question here is, how do you think the screenwriter reacted when he heard Claude Van Damme's voicing out all of these
Do we things? Acknowledge the fact that this Austrian is playing an American? Like, no, do not acknowledge it. Okay.
Then quit.
Yes, sir. Isn't Sagat supposed to be like 10 feet tall?
Yeah, he's pretty big.
No, you don't. By a long shot. I've got my eye on you.
Got you. Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
I don't know. Flip. Okay,
sassy,
seriously.
Sassy hair flip. He did the sassiest hair flip I've ever seen.
Seriously, I have no idea.
I bet this is a ruse. This is a ruse.
Oh, it's such a ruse.
They're clever SOBs.
Now stuff them in there. Yeah, just so they. Yeah, this stuff them in there. Get them close to each other.
Sorry for that random schmuck sitting next to them.
I bet they have keys. Yep. Man, I know this movie like the back of my hand.
You could write this stuff, Joey.
He does write this stuff.
Joey, is Toonworks working on a Street Fighter movie?
Don't do it. Oh. We need recognizable characters in our ragtag team of miscreants.
And now. Oh no! Armed guards aren't going to do anything to these armed or unarmed criminals.
Who have arms.
They're armed with their arms! Run!
Oh no!
They're Do you think his gun is named Sonic Boom? No? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't even think there's a Hadouken in this entire movie.
I like how they just went to this random village, just put up signs that says, like, stockade, and that's magically what it is.
Is there blood on the walls of that place?
That's from all it's from all the street fighting.
Glass is being shot at.
Oh no, a giant military truck is going off. However, will we find it again?
The cargo of what? Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Can't seriously just shoot Guile twice in the stomach?
Yep.
Three times.
So wait, is this where Guile's theme comes from?
No, it actually comes from the game that this is based on.
Yeah, this is actually based on a video game.
You don't say.
It's actually based on a fighting game that was made in the early 90s. And because of that fighting game's success, there were so many other fighting games that tried to emulate it, but they just couldn't get it down.
Here's the thing. This is a movie based on a video game. There was a video game based on the movie based on the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter, the movie?
No, yeah.
Or the movie, the game?
It was an arcade game.
I think I saw that back in the day. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually have the actors doing the moves, right?
Oh, no. Guile's dead.
Oh, great. This is the same medic team that was going to save Ben.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able to finish the movie now that our main character is dead.
Hold on, just one minute.
That's not good. They spent all their money on getting Claude Van Damme in this movie.
It's kind of funny seeing that old guy there with that outfit.
It's like, oh, I'm so hip with the kids now.
I'm shoulder pads. So they're from Shadaloo, and they live in Shadaloo.
Take a shot.
Victor. Yeah, that's a Taiwanese name. I think he's a Taiwanese.
He's not Taiwanese. He's from Thailand.
Taiwanese.
No. Taipanese. I don't know.
Some things are certain.
I'm completely out of sync with y'all. I have no idea where y'all are.
Well, Bison just found out that
Kyle was dead.
Oh. That's great, Mr. General. Congratulations. Nope.
You know, movies need more Jamaican henchmen.
Yeah, I know. They should learn from Phantom Menace.
Are we fantasizing about how we were going to kill a guy who's already dead?
Zangief is actually pretty good.
I love how he's saying this right next to a poster of a man with a stabbed hand. Some people might be saying it because of the outfit.
Zangief doesn't have to talk because he does all his acting through his eyes.
Yeah.
He has those good crazy eye looks. Oh, so he's not a bad guy. He just wants to help people.
Yeah, that's all he wants.
He's a bit...
Carlos... A new city called Bison... Oh, wait. I was about to say that as a joke. A Bisonocalypse. Yeah, it has that in the background.
Bisonica.
Bisonica. We'll use bison dollars. Oh, wait. They do that, too.
Yep.
And we'll speak Bisonese. They probably do that, too. So, I think this is true. It is often said this is the last of... Raul Julia's roles, but I think he was in some like low budget movie after.
He was in one last like indie movie.
Yeah, but
this is his last big movie.
Yeah,
Zangief has almost moved to tears.
and the Oscar for best actor in a supporting role goes to
that guy,
Zangief.
And that wasn't just almost moved to tears. He looked like he was.
I mean, Zangief is the heart of this movie. No, not joking.
No, he...
Fortunately, Zangief would live on to have a very fruitful career in the cinema industry.
Yeah, with his recent cameo in Wreck-It Ralph, man, he's getting successful.
Does not mean you are a bad guy. I need a sandwich.
Oh, no. I'm going to say something about how hungry I am right now. Because fat characters always talk about how hungry they are in video games.
Shadaloo on
25. Shadaloo, it's written down. Take two shots. See,
Dustin, now you're magically in sync with us again.
It's weird. It's like this. It's like the cut.
You must have added scenes. You must have the director's cut.
No, I'm missing scenes.
Well, then how are you back with it? Oh, yeah, because you
Because I don't get it either.
Street Fighter, where everyone is a ninja.
Oh, she's dressed like a black ninja. Totally inconspicuous.
In the day.
I know.
That is
a person wearing all black is so stealthy.
In the day. Night, though. Look outside. It's night.
You don't need to see our identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
That black outfit is really not going to do her much good in this building.
But at least it's flattering on her.
Her thighs are too small.
You know what? You're right.
I mean, she's Chun-Li. It's a thing.
I was just about to make a Muslim comment, but that's kind of in bad taste.
Let's avoid the.
It's the Moog. See, they literally just taken old buildings and just put signs on them.
And people just assume that's what they are.
I guess that's kind of the idea. They took over these places.
There's a skeleton in the back.
Yeah, and this makeshift morgue needs a skeleton in it. Ew, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Reminds me of when I went to see Bodies, where they Body took World? Like preserved bodies and put them on display.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Body yeah. Wars. Good place. I like it. Fun stuff.
So we've been following the wrong signal this whole time?
Uh-oh, there's a body in a morgue.
Oh no, a carcass. I couldn't have possibly
known. It's a zombie! Aim for the head! Aim for the head!
Oh, moment of silence. Of course he's alive.
Wait, I'm ahead of y'all again. How did I get ahead of y'all again?
I don't know.
Let me ask you, why was he sitting in the morgue under a sheet?
Yeah, just waiting for someone to discover him.
I was expecting you.
Those organ adjusts are pretty gross. Why are they there?
Because that's Guile's dinner.
Yeah.
He lives off of human flesh. I want to kill him.
And being a reporter is just the thing I need to be.
You're a top-notch journalist, aren't you?
I'm sure Bison would give an interview. Just ask him nicely.
Considering his ego, probably. Of course, if you asked him the wrong question, he'd probably kill you.
He took my friend and turned me into a monster.
I am American.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Holy shit.
She didn't even kick him.
Whoa. She has reporter skills.
Reporter,
look out, she's
ass.
Armed and fabulous.
She's going to interview them to death. She's going to pose them.
You know.
She's going to pose interesting questions that'll
that
leave
Frank
him stunned.
West reference.
Yes, it was.
Wow, my very own warhead. Welcome, Scootadoo.
This is basically the dollar store in third world countries.
Yeah. This is like the black market dollar store, basically, if you're gonna.
He put her in the jar. That's a special trick.
Capcom. It said Capcom on the phone.
Gonna give her a concussion, though.
You know, this third world world country has plastic barrels everywhere. Oh no.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't a plastic barrel. It was like a It had like a plastic outer coating? I don't know. Well, that is a skimpy outfit.
I haven't noticed, Dustin. I don't notice stuff like that.
That's because Joey doesn't see girls.
I'm too riveted by the story.
You know what? That makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Oh, is that Chun-Li? Yeah.
Joey, we need to set you up with somebody.
No, that's why I'm going to bring him here to Utah.
He's an internet celebrity. Obviously, someone will be interested.
Guys, not worth it.
But not you, Dustin.
If I wanted a relationship, I could have. I don't.
Just make it
this,
fun.
This quickly became the Legendary Frogcast dating game. Without any.
Dustin's like, I choose not to.
Actually, that's. I'm not kidding there.
Ben Bally Brothers.
But yeah, let's get back to the movie.
So you gotta. All you have to do is add Ellie to the end of any name, and it instantly becomes a circus group. Just try it.
Randy Ellie?
That is
totally. Hey, Randy Ellie!
It's time for the Randy Ellie Brothers!
What about the Joey Ellie?
Oh, look at those arms! Man, I just.
She got those guns!
And
the artillery.
I just want those wrapped around my arms. Around my body, oh yes.
Okay.
The tickets for the gun show? In both meanings.
But except these are all toys!
Half a country.
What's the point of money? In the future, we're going to be using bison dollars.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by the color of my money.
Those masks are incredibly distracting.
Ah, a Photoshop filter of bison. That's more than one.
Well, thanks for tying us to a post. I appreciate that stuff.
That was like 5,000 bison dollars. That's worth like 20,000 British pounds.
That's like so much money. You just threw it in the fire. Why would you do that?
They could have bought you a nice mansion.
Not Yokozuna.
My sumo wrestling career, yeah, and my cage fighting career, yeah, and my street fighting career.
Wrong.
Would you like an interview?
Sagat.
I love how Zangief is like breathing in and out really heavily.
He's like
his eyes are like looking as though they're about to pop out of his sockets.
Things are about to get good.
Well, that's how Raul Julia is though. Like,
there's a random bear in the background.
Yeah. Oh, so this is a Tekken crossover too.
Because there's Kuma.
Hey, we're gonna watch the Tekken movie.
Blood Vengeance. Good.
So, Joey, I just like to clarify, this fills up my quota for video game movie commentaries for, like, the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we could have done
still got a couple.
Let's see, what else, what other video game movies can we do?
I want to see what other roles that guy who plays Zangief has done. Wait a minute, this isn't a new show.
Wait, just got punked.
Oh, here comes the best part of the movie.
Ashton Kutcher comes out of nowhere. Oh!
This is NBC's What Would You Do?
It's like some cameraman is like, oh, okay, how long do I have to keep filming this truck moving? That looks just like a truck on the picture.
It changed the channel.
Best line in the movie.
Yeah.
I love how it took him that long to establish that.
Sorry. I'm apparently behind you now.
You know, I love the look on Zangief's face right there, though, too. He was just like, oh, no, this is absolutely a crisis.
Change a channel, it'll be all better now.
Let's hear. We could do the Prince of Persia movie.
But that one's good.
Dustin.
Yeah, that's, it's hard to do commentaries on movies that aren't classics and that are good.
No, we could do the Resident Evil movie.
Yeah. Why would you do that to me, Dustin?
No more video game movies.
No, we need to do the Resident Evil one. It's
which one? The first one?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Why would you do that?
I like the first Resident Evil one.
It's I don't the like second any one Resident I hate. Evil movies. It's like okay, here's the analogy that I always use when I talk about the Resident Evil movies and why they make me mad. Let's pretend they took Harry Potter, right? The book. Well, the main character in the movies is not Harry Potter. Harry Potter is just a supporting character who shows up every now and again. This new character is the main character. Not, you know, this new character that was never heard of before, a character who's not in the books, but they're the main character of this new Harry Potter film. That's what they did.
The only reason
that's why I hate it.
You do know that the only reason Mila Jovovich is the main character is because she married the director.
Of course.
They could have made Well, I mean, I see the Resident Evil movies as kind of their own thing, but there's no reason why they couldn't have made her like Jill, you know?
Okay, you know what? Let's rein this back into Street Fighter.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about Street Fighter. Except for how swaggy they look. Look at them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Swaggy to swag, what's in the bag?
We shall show you to room. We have PlayStation.
I'm going to show you to room. We have arcade cabinet. It'll be good time. Good happy time.
I will show you my wrestling moves.
What an annoying reporter.
I know.
I've had it with her disingenuous assertions. Huh. I made a Mass Effect
joke. Ken's hair is way too...
11 hours, 58 minutes.
And then Dustin caught back up to us again.
Yeah.
I'm not even
This
changing.
Is really... This is really
the thing.
Weird.
I'm not even touching the time control. It's just doing this on its own.
Yeah, but oh, what's the edition that you're watching? Like, what was it called?
It's Street Fighter. I don't know what the... It was like... I don't know what the hell version I'm talking, but it didn't have Universal at the beginning at all.
Well, and like, you don't remember the name of it?
There was no name to it. It just said Street Fighter.
No, you said it was like Street Fighter Ultimate something something.
Yeah, there was a subtitle at the beginning of the movie, but
yeah.
I'm not going to go back and look for it right now. Because I'm synced up with y'all at the moment, so that's not...
Whoa, I just realized that slightly brown dude with the thing on his head...
Is it T-Thunder?
Bandage, it was T-Hawk, yeah. Yeah. Where's Fei Long?
Did he have like feathers in his hair?
Take a shot.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Bring out the gimp.
Man, he's taking that like a pro, ain't he?
Okay, that is so stereotyping. They start playing Hawaiian music.
Get a better switch. Wait, it's a black dude in chains. I'm offended.
Yeah. They didn't have like any hip hop music play when he got hit.
Take a bath, he says.
Laugh track.
Oh, bro ship.
Of course it breaks.
Those clothes are far too not Russian.
And now he has now they're dressed correctly.
They should have just gave him the different color, like the wrong colors. It would have been like, ha ha.
Oh, he actually had a gun. Okay. That wasn't a penis innuendo.
No.
I love Zangief.
I know.
I just want a movie about his daily life.
Oh, this very, very tasteful artwork in the locker room.
I know, right? I saw that and I was like, oh, that's sure to keep morale high.
Yeah, T-Hawk is in this movie.
Wait, why are they playing, like, American music at the Allied Nations?
Because they want to. I don't know. Jeez, Richard, why did you ask me so many freaking questions?
I'm sorry, I'm a very questioning person.
This movie raises too many questions.
Who are you, comrade question? See?
They should make a movie about the question.
Yes, they should. And he'd be played by Jeffrey Coombs.
Yes, I was joking, actually.
We make jokes about these kinds of things all the time.
He looks like the Nazi in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Might be the same dude.
That's like bigger than $19 billion. There's no number higher than $20
billion. Oh, you guys. That's crazy. He totally is like, have you lost your mind? And he's like, no, you lost your balls. Look at his face. Oh, how angry.
Oh boy. We're gonna get a pep talk.
Oh no.
I'm getting ready for like a pep talk to end all pep talks.
Today we are canceling the apocalypse. Oh, I remember the speech, yeah. But we can all go home.
Well, I'm not going.
There's this one guy is like, thank goodness we can go home.
This other guy is all
that
like,
Asian Man. Guy looked very, very upset.
Yeah.
I'm American!
On my boards.
You know, what's going to be funny is like the next Bison wannabe who feels it is like going to be 6 years old and he's just going to be like, why does my pooper hurt so bad?
And he's going
to
be like,
a doctor about it. Like, well, your son is destined to be an evil bastard. So.
What they don't show you is after the movie, his court martial.
Yeah.
This is shot of a ran away with the shoe.
Move those sandbags! Move those sandbags!
We haven't invented self-moving... Yeah, they're all, like, riled up, and then they get into the boat, and then they just have to be quiet. Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, Guile is so witty.
Stealth boat.
Colonel William.
There's no window.
There's that lady again.
She's still holding her shoes.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
Haven't they ever heard the term insubordination?
This suit cost more than your education.
It's like everyone else is on a military boat while, like, Guile's in a jet speed boat designed by Batman himself. He's gonna get there before everyone else. Oh my god, the horse!
The horse is just terrified.
Well, what would only be better is, like, there was, like, a vulture on his shoulder or something ridiculous.
Guys, this is literally the greatest line that Raul Julia has ever said in his entire career. It's coming up here.
Yeah.
So, look at his hats. Guys, he has different color schemes.
Guys, shh. You have to listen to this line. Okay?
He seems so intrigued by the story. I love how... God, those hats are funny.
I thought he was going to put a hat on his other hat.
That's exactly what I thought he was going to do.
Yep, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes, guys. Oh.
Best line.
Wait.
I don't know.
He remembered it was a Tuesday. So he did remember it.
It may not even been a Tuesday. He was just... Boy,
He just means that, like, it was just...
What is he going to do with that? Rip out
I know,
teeth?
Randy.
Oh, okay.
Are they still against each other? You're on the same side, dudes.
The Hawaiians are going to eat them. Seriously, every single time that guy makes a strange facial expression, you hear, like, the Hawaiian, like, that, like, I don't even
wow,
know what that is.
Wow, that's a macabre chandelier.
Yeah.
Did he even get Chung Li's outfit the right color?
Well, it looks like a palette swap. I think one of her palette swaps is red.
Yeah, it is.
He's playing music.
He's just like, you know, this is a romantic night for me. I mean, you can sit around the monologue how much you hate me, but...
Tell me more about this Tuesday.
All it's doing is helping me out.
Nothing turns me on like a woman who's telling me a tragic story of how I ruined her life.
Actually, knowing Bison, that's probably 100% accurate.
Really? You want to fight? You know, this just gets better every moment.
Yeah, showdown at Chandelou. It was written down. Two shots.
Dude, it's like... You know, this
I'm
is really hot
you.
For me right now. Come here.
It's We're the gonna... buns in the hair that does it.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh. Vice? Bison?
She collects different forms of fighters.
Now that I can see him more properly, she might have the right kind of. She's got plenty to.
I think that outfit just emphasizes her thighs. That's the thing. So we are about halfway through this movie so far.
God.
Goodness. Oh! Oh, she's gonna... Oh, that's... Yep, that's my face. Oh, those are all my teeth.
Behold my wire foo.
Yep. Oh, stop it! I'm trying to court you!
She should ruin his portrait just to mess with him.
You jerks! You ruined this for me.
That is so convenient.
I'm losing my boner.
Bison. Bison, you conniving jerk! You who else but Bison?
Too bad the walls have holes in it.
Oh, whoa, no. That was mugging it.
Oh, no!
Subtle.
Not the face he had just there.
Did they all die?
Yeah.
No.
I think my addition cut that scene short.
So that's basically the equivalent of the Red Wedding. halfway through the movie, all of the good guys died. You can tell this is written by George R.R. Martin.
Bison radar net.
Colonel? Did he just say Colonel? He didn't say Colonel.
So is that T-Hawk?
I think so. No, I don't know. I don't know who that's supposed to be now.
Does it have to be just their names, or can it be any words that's mispronounced?
Well, T-Hawk's in the movie. I saw it in Wiki.
Yeah, he's one of the military guys.
All those white triangles mean business.
It's that guy right there. That's not Guile or Cammy. That's T-Hawk.
The white guy?
Yeah. Sitting on the mute. Setting up the mood music.
Oh, backstory.
Whoa!
What the hell?
Hey guys, how do we get a green monster into this movie? We just put a green monster in the movie.
They rubbed Cheetos in his hair.
So what's the deal behind Blanka in the games? Like, why is he a green monster?
I don't know.
It's actually his skin is stained by having camouflage on it all the time, because he was stranded in the jungle most of his life. Because his parents were like, they were in the Amazon and like the plane crashed and he got lost and separated from them. So like he ultimately ended up surviving in the jungle for a long, long, long time. And he would cover himself in green and like moss and stuff like that. Well, it ultimately ended up permanently staining his skin green, and he actually like the reason why he can like conduct electricity. Now this is a good example of video game logic here, but he lived on like a steady diet of electric eels. So like, and that's why he can conduct electricity and stuff like that apparently. But yeah. For more on that, check out the episode of Death Battle where he fights Pikachu.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I was shocked by electricity. I now have the power to warp all electricity to my whim.
No, he was eating electric
eels. Don't you know anything about science?
Yeah, if you eat enough of something, I mean, that's why I eat human hearts all the time. I want to be a better lover.
Oh, you are what you eat?
Yeah.
I could have said a very inappropriate joke there, but I'm not.
That's okay. We'll let our imaginations fill in the blanks.
We might have been successful.
Stealth mode.
See, this is Avengers. They have a stealth jet.
It's activated by a switch?
Look how fast it's going.
It's so fast I can barely see it.
They had to put down their visors and their helmets. It was so intense.
It's like, see, you know, just because this is stealth mode.
They put their visor down and so they couldn't see anything, and that's like their stealth mode.
Yeah, but if I can't see them, they can't see me.
That is the most effective stealth mode I have ever seen.
General!
Zangief.
Zangief's face was just like, oh no,
my day is ruined!
Wait a minute, crap. There's something in the water.
That is definitely suspicious.
So much
for the
stealth.
Gave us the raspberry.
Oh, I had no idea that was actually a boat. Wow, they really got me.
I just thought it was a hippopotamus or something.
Attack mode?
Zangief is like, it's about to get real.
Alert. Alerto.
It just got real. Those guns are so fake. Oh, look at this. It's just shrugging it off like bee stings. And they're like, oh man, we're so screwed. It's like, no, not really, guys. Yep. Just stop being dramatic.
I think I've finally given up taking this movie seriously.
Congratulations.
You were wait, taking this movie seriously?
I was going to say, there was a point at which you were taking this movie seriously?
A little bit ago, but I just decided,
of
you
course.
Know what?
The best Nostalgia Critic clip.
And actually, pretty much everyone on Ed Channel Awesome uses it.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't see that, did you? Making a stab at his one eye business. And Zangief gives him a really...
He covered the wrong eye. Jeez, if you're going to make a joke, you should at least know the right details.
That's okay. Bison can be a jerk. I mean, or, like, he can get it wrong and just be ironic, I guess. I mean, hipster Bison is hipster. I did it the other eye to be ironic, okay? You don't understand. You wouldn't understand it, okay?
Look at all the science jank in there.
This jank-ass hovercraft.
This is, like, wobbling around.
He's designed that thing just for this moment.
Exactly. He's like, just in case I need to monologue somebody who's on the rafters, I want to be at eye level with them.
Hey.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, that's the arcade controller.
Miss Chun-Li, it happens to be a Tuesday.
The callback.
Aren't those the arcade controls?
Are you kidding me?
He knows all the combos.
He's like, oh, you know, I got my mad OTGs and I got my oh, Scoops Haagen-Dazs.
How do you do a fireball, guys? I forgot how to do a fireball.
Oh, this arcade stick's not a square gate. I can't do my dragon punch.
Zangief's going like, man, I could do this better. Let's just let me
Zangief
try.
Is like,
let
it's quarter forward kick.
It's quarter circle forward kick. Stop it!
Heavy punch, light punch. Is Akuma in this movie?
Wait, oh, if he says game over after that, I will just, I'm gonna die. Hold on. I don't remember if he says it. No way!
Oh, we got buff.
I totally forgot all about that. I totally forgot all about that, and I hit him. Oh, security! I was in the middle of saying something to you, but no.
But I like that channel.
I don't think I'm smart. I'm a doctor.
But I'll be dead. How are you able to tell how smart I am?
How contrived is that, that he...
How does hair get longer?
He's in there for a very long time.
If this was made today, he would be like a CG thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, look at this. Yeah, we got, you know, I was watching this little show on the YouTubes, and we were just, what was that? Oh, it's just an elephant, guys. We got this.
Never mind, we're they're in India or whatever.
Oh, crap! He like had a smile on his face when Guile delivered that kick to his mouth.
Okay, okay. Well, the only
next
thing that
snap count three.
The only thing that would make this movie perfect is if the elephant came back and charged the bad guys, and then Chun-Li said, "Awas heard you. Awas heard you."
Oh my gosh.
What other movie was that guy in? Because I recognize him from somewhere.
I'm pretty sure
he was
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
He'll be back. And Cookie will be ready for him.
They'll want beans when they get back, so I'll just keep this on the fire.
He's saving the cat for the main course.
Oh, and here, let's see, now T-Hawk is like, oh, well, I'm just going to rip the sleeves off my jacket. I'm going to put on a headband. I'm going to be pretty cool about this now.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell me put on the Native American war paint, though.
Speaking of Native Americans, you see that Chief Thunder is going to be in the new Killer Instinct.
Well, of course he's going to be in it.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I mean, like, I'd be surprised if he wasn't going to be in it.
The only problem with the new Killer Instinct is that it's on the Xbox One.
Oh, no, there's a spider web.
Yeah, the Xbox One isn't nearly as bad as it was at E3 now.
Yeah.
But damage has been done.
Oh, not really. I mean,
well, wait, the Xbox One?
Damage. Yeah, they reverse a lot of their negative policy.
Yeah, I heard all about that. I mean, I'm actually kind of grateful that because I was actually I'm seriously considering getting it because it can play Blu-ray.
And PS4 can't?
I don't know. I've just never been a PS4 fan.
Oh, holy crap. They do have a TV in there.
But they only get public access.
No, it's the worst kind. Zangief's standing up there with them. He's like, hey, guys.
It was like at an hour, like Zangief. 5 minutes ago. Now it's at 3 seconds.
Zangief's like, Chun-Li's not missing. She's right next to me. No. But your German bank is doing pretty well.
What, their account balance is at zero?
How are they running an evil empire?
It's probably just an account for that.
Oh, okay.
I learned all about Swiss banking in the Da Vinci Code.
That is one movie that I have not watched.
Eh. If you know anything about history or conspiracy theories or anything like that, the Da Vinci Code will just piss you off. Even if you don't, the Da Vinci Code will probably piss you off.
Oh, and it's controlled by the freaking remote.
I am incredibly distracted by his fake red leather outfit.
I know, right? It's so good.
I think I know what I'm cosplaying as for NDK this year.
Tell me when Guile pops out of a vent.
He just did.
Yeah, he just did.
You know it's Guile because he looks like the character from the video game.
He looks so much like the character from the video game.
The fish tank? There's a fish tank in the boiler room.
Guys, this apparently, is Schwarzenegger.
This is gonna
be Schwarzenegger's career in like 5 years.
This is Schwarzenegger's career. There's no 5 years to it.
They didn't even get a buff guy.
William? Friend. Hodor. Hodor.
This is so out of place.
Hodor.
Hodor.
I don't even like green.
That's my
secret.
Don't
worry, Charlie. I'll put you out of your misery.
I'm always angry.
Guile only sees the world in black and white. There is no in between. Do you think he looked at that video game controller thing on filming? He's just like, really? Really, guys?
Oh no, I really hope it's not a lion.
I'm gonna beat each of you.
Release the sharks with laser beams on their head.
They're gonna get killed by a Sharknado.
So don't blame me.
No, I call this Charlie.
Charlie, no. Bring me the banana.
Do not be so quick to pass out judgment.
Thank you, Gandalf.
Yeah. And there's parallels between Gollum and Blanca in this movie. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see a parallel here. There's the message. I think I'm seeing the message.
Choose that your form of the Destructor.
Oh, spikes. This is definitely going to be awesome.
Thank you. He's ready.
You know,
he's ready for this.
I want someone to make a montage of all the crazy looks that Sangeef makes in this movie.
Well, like,
and string them together.
Make the best video ever.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch Screw Attack stuff ever? Because he looks like some of his looks and stuff like that. To me, screams Stuttering Craig.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe Stuttering Craig takes his cues from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Well, those are some of the best aim I've ever seen.
Whoa, don't shoot Zangief. He's my best character.
And bullets would just bounce off him. bounce off his hairy chest.
Yeah, this, the hair on his chest is, makes him bulletproof.
Ugh. I do not like. I don't have one of those infinite ammo guns.
Oh, I did. That's the exact opposite of what I wanted to happen.
Whoopsie. You know, I've just come to the conclusion that this movie would have been 100 times better if it had been done with puppets, like from Team America World Police. Oh, just imagine that. Just think about that for a second.
You know, this is pretty much Team America World Police, except they're not a bunch of brown people being shot at by a bunch of Americans. They're a bunch of racially neutral people. Yeah. Big shot out by Americans.
Seriously, this would be perfect if it was just a.
And there's a lot less, and there's no sex scene.
So is this the point of the movie where we start seeing all of like the Street Fighter moves?
You know, I haven't seen him do a spinning pile driver once this whole movie.
Hulk smash.
No, it's Honda smash.
Oh my god.
What this happens gonna... when an unstoppable force meets a movable object? The answer is Street Fighter the movie.
Oh, go get him, Sagat. Oh, go get him.
Now the revenge is gone.
It's the cast of Street Fighter 3. They're here to save the day.
Like, oh, look, it's Necro. Oh, and there's Remy. Oh, look at that, it's Dudley.
Oh, he's punching him through the earth.
Oh, yes, I was wondering what would break first.
I was wondering how long it would take before your Bane impression came.
I was wondering what would break first. Your body or your mind?
I don't remember what he said, though.
Boy, those henchmen can't shoot for crap, can't they?
In here!
Oh, crap!
Why do we even have those videos?
Why did we even have images of this?
Yeah, if you didn't want that to happen, then don't have them.
Stock footage of children dancing.
This is what we get. This is what we get when we put public domain information all over our servers. Now we have pictures of Martin Luther King to inspire him to have tolerance for people. We can't have nice things anymore. We just can't have a genetically modified army of super soldiers who will kill on our command because of this. Thanks.
Way to go, guys. Okay, now they start...
Too bad Cammy isn't wearing her like One Piece.
I like what happens here. He's just like, nope.
I'm like, I'm getting the hell all on right. Out of here.
And he's like.
Like, get back here!
Oh, the good thing we didn't touch the door yet.
So these two characters are about to become relevant. Yeah. It only took them how long? 1 hour and 17 minutes.
You know what just makes me so mad, though?
1 hour and 17 minutes? I'm 1 hour and 13 minutes in. What the hell is going on?
It's almost like your movie's playing at a different speed.
But seriously, like, Ken and Ryu should be, like, the central characters of Street Fighter, but they
Like, how would you make a Street Fighter movie? Like, I don't really know much about the plot, I guess. Like, what would you do?
You make it about Ryu. That's what you do. You just make it about Ryu. And his quest to be the best.
What about the anime movies? Did they?
Yeah, those are cool. Or, like, even better, what you could do is they could just do Ryu's first entry into the Street Fighter tournament where he fights Sagat the first time.
What about a movie about Chun-Li?
No, he's got a knife.
Uh-oh, he's got a tiny knife.
Don't tell him what's behind him. Don't tell him what's behind him.
That's actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
He actually thought they were scared of him. And that knife. Why didn't you check the hoverboard?
You just caused worker ants.
What? Oh, Wizard of Oz reference.
I got that reference.
You know what the sad part about this is? There's another 20 minutes of this.
Oh, minus about 5 minutes for the credits.
Just shoot him.
Colonel, you can't fight him. He's definitely awesome. He wears cape.
He even has an American tattoo.
Yeah.
Gao has an American tattoo, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's got American tattoo. He's got the American flag on both of his shoulders.
Oh yeah, let's totally lose our advantage.
It's so you know which way he's facing.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, bow wow.
Like, oh, I didn't expect him to be strong.
Show off that American flag.
Randomly, Japanese.
This could be strategically important. Oh.
I love how they threw in the random Godzilla sounds. What channel is this?
It's even funnier that it's a bunch of Japanese people watching.
Yeah, I was wondering why there's randomly Japanese people there.
No, Bison, you're supposed to be doing
this.
This
is like the Yoda and Darth Sidious fight at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
Only better.
Only better.
Rung his bell.
<It's> just... From whom the bell tolls, right?
Kyle's really ringing his bell, isn't he?
Oh, there's no way he could be underneath. Oh, wow, he was underneath it. I am so surprised by this now.
Oh, no.
Oh, a roundhouse. That's not a roundhouse. Oh, that's definitely not a roundhouse either.
Chuck Norris would be upset.
Oh, now he's Chun-Li.
Match cut. Did a match cut.
Why are you wearing boxing gloves in an ass-whooping situation?
And how did he get those?
They're in a locker room.
Oh. That kind of makes sense, I guess.
Oh, he's breakdancing. I can't stop that.
Oh, you fight like a young man. Nothing held back.
That was a move. That was a move, too.
Admirable.
That looks like the Sonic kick.
Mistaken.
This is the part where he gets his electrical powers.
He doesn't get electrical powers. He has psycho powers.
Exactly.
Oh, he's dead. The most interesting and dimensional character in this movie is gone.
I know, right? It's like the entire reason you'd watch this pile of crap is because of Raul Julia's performance.
Pretty much.
Just cheering him on. All dead? What does that even mean?
His X-ray has the hat on. Not X-ray, but
are you serious?
Aren't you in the room with the hostages? Aren't they in that big hole in the floor?
Oh, holy crap. He did lightning. Nope, just got his ass kicked by a dead man.
After he spent all this money on getting custom binders with the bison.
Isn't this, wait, isn't this guy from Red Dwarf?
No. No, that's not him.
Oh. But you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I think it's because of the hair.
It's Craig Charles, and that's not Craig Charles.
Oh.
Why did I know his name?
I think, Dustin, it has something to do with the fact that you know every obscure actor in Hollywood.
I don't think Red Dwarf is Hollywood.
It's British.
Yeah.
So there was a U.S. Red Dwarf.
Oh.
And it was horrible.
Really?
Yeah, there was a U.S. Red Dwarf pilot. It was horrible.
Was it on Netflix? Or
no. It's
Oh no, watch out. Change channel.
We'll talk about it after the movie.
Cool, let's do that.
We'll do a podcast.
Oh, Ryu. Whoa, that was scary. That was just really scary.
The whole movie's in building up to that fight.
I lied.
It levitates my desk.
Oh, he's got those glowing shoes. That's so cool.
It's about to get real. It's the music video for Weapons of Choice.
He is definitely cheating right now.
Yep.
He's like, I am such a Spaniard.
Well, it's a... This is definitely a very uneven fight.
Guys flying, two brown dudes beating up a slightly browner dude. Oh, I'm gonna get my ass kicked by this. Oh.
This nope. Can't hit yep. Well. But he didn't rip off the patch, he ripped off the whole friggin' shirt.
What? This is the point where things start to turn around. For our heroes.
Like, that looks like one of the levels from the game.
Yeah, I was just thinking yes. That. It's E. Honda's background, isn't it?
Coincidence? Yes. I think not.
Oh, did he just do a whatchamacallit?
Hadouken?
Yeah.
Except it sucked.
He's gonna do a...
Vega did a move too, I recognize one.
He's gonna shoot him with a gun that fires tennis balls. Oh, I know what's gonna happen here. He's gonna stick it in the electrical socket.
Stick it in the Zorga. Whatever that says.
Oh! I thought so.
My beautiful face.
My beautiful face is slightly scarred.
Wait for it. Sure you can. I was probably a bit off timing there, but close enough. Guys, y'all still there?
Yeah.
Finish him. I was just watching, you know, a serious beatdown get laid.
I know.
character redemption.
That statue is like worth like 50 bison bucks.
Too bad we didn't get like a real Zangief and Honda fight. It was just that one little TV shot.
I think this this scene gave Zack Snyder an inspiration for when he was filming the Xerxes and Leonidas conversation in 300.
I'm a merciful god. Just bow to me. Oh!
Well, if you haven't noticed, we've been sharing our culture with you all morning.
Whoa.
Well, I just throw him into some TVs and this happens? Man.
It's the 90s. Technology was a lot more dangerous back then.
Oh, he said you're off the air. It was like, he's trying to be witty.
Cammy's not wearing green.
T-Hawk is not nearly as big.
Here comes a classic.
Are you telling me that this fight is still going on?
Wait, here comes a classic Zangief moment.
Oh, so they don't bother helping him.
I have nothing else to live for. It's like, I just want to fight. That's all I want to do.
I thought what we had was special. I love his eyes.
It's like, wait a minute, he might actually have a point.
General Bison is bad guy.
But that does not mean he is a bad guy.
Aww, who is it?
Did Bison just like just find random Jamaican guy and random Russian wrestler to be part of his?
I think Zangief has quickly become my favorite character this entire movie.
No, it's Zangief or Bison. Those two are the best two characters in the movie.
Oh, gosh.
What was that?
That was on my end, sorry.
Oh! It's a big old Russian!
Finally, I get to visit Jamaica. I've never been. Well, that Blanca subplot is just totally pointless.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like out of place too.
Yeah.
I mean, the screenwriter should really realize.
I don't think
it was unnecessary for this movie.
Everybody out.
Well, forget this. See you later, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie.
Charlie, we will
remember. Must have felt so ridiculous being on this set in those costumes. Oh, but they're covered with leeches.
Ugh. Leeches and ticks and
just throw the guns into this pile over here.
Half of those things fire tennis balls.
Probably.
Oh, well, that's like prisoner abuse.
Yeah.
Harassment! I say harassment!
Zangief is absolved of all of his, his troubles.
He said he was sorry. Oh, he has a scar for no reason.
I love how they're so okay with him being on their side now.
Yeah. It still feels pretty wrong to me. Oh, course, guy I've never met for the first time.
Of course he lives.
He's the main hero.
But you notice that Honda's like bloodied face looks like his makeup, his tattoo is from the game.
And then he's like all...
He's all hip and young with the cool kids.
Yeah, and then he goes gets over to Zangief and he's like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yay, America, yeah? T-Hawk had nothing to do in this movie. Well, here I am.
Okay, no, so you're here.
It's like this.
Oh, what happened to his scars? He had a bunch of scars on his...
Oh, we're rich. We're rich.
Lahasagat just realizes
those will planning. Make great collectibles in the future.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Chun-Li is gonna.
Oh my.
And then Cammy gets mad jealous and beats the crap out of her.
That or a three-way happens.
That was inappropriate, doesn't it? Inappropriate.
I don't care.
Oh, there are more explosions.
Please tell me this explosion ends the movie.
Wait, everybody, everybody pose.
No.
Oh, hey, hold on. Posing!
What the?
It's all the characters are posing like they're winning poses in the game. Oh, thank you.
Oh,
it's over.
And we have reached the end of this. Oh, wait, there's a little extra.
Oh, take a shot! There's another shot of Lou. Oh, there's another one, too.
Oh, yeah, Chun-Li was Ming-Na.
Oh, my God. DJ.
So, I guess I should apologize for having everyone watch Street Fighter.
You should, Joey. Yes. You should.
Just so you know, there is a scene at the end of the credits.
Oh, there is. It's when Nick Fury recruits them all for the Avengers.
I'm gonna go ahead. I suggest skipping ahead.
We can't really skip ahead because if we do, then everybody's just going to, you know, it'll mess up.
Chun-Li, she's gonna be in the SHIELD TV show. She's Melinda May.
You're joking.
Nope, I'm serious.
No.
Oh my God, I was right.
There are bad people in this movie. It's just a bad movie.
She was also the voice of Mulan.
Yep.
Really?
And she was Dr. Aki Ross in Final Fantasy movie.
I think that sounds like she's being typecast.
She was also on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
No way.
Yeah.
Way.
Great. Oh, wait. Travel coordinator was Melanie Lewis. That's good to know. That is racist.
I kind of skipped ahead to the... I'm going to wait for y'all to get to the... scene because I haven't been in sync with y'all throughout the entire movie, so why should I start now?
Oh, you should have told us earlier, Dustin. We would have fixed it.
I've been saying that I have no idea what version of this movie I'm watching.
I'm skipping over to where it is because I can't take much more of this.
Come on, we can just do a little bit more. This is some really nice hip music that'll.
No, it's not. It's Richard.
It's timeless. Richard. It's timeless.
Richard.
When you see the Capcom logo, that's where I'm skipping ahead to where we see the Capcom logo.
Oh, come on, people. Let's just make it through this. We can do this together.
Richard?
Yeah, nobody even watching this wants to sit through.
Richard, I'm going to metaphorically hit you.
You can't. You can't touch me.
You'll never see me coming.
I would suggest skipping. I'm skipped ahead.
You don't skip ahead in commentaries.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm looking up all the actors.
What is an optical negative?
I'm looking up all the actors that were in this movie.
Oh, look, I see the logo. There is End in Sight.
CG animators or there were CG in this movie?
I didn't notice.
With the motorboat.
CGI artists. There's only four of them. That explains a lot.
That tells us everything. That tells us everything we need to know about it.
Oh, for goodness. Sorry about that, guys.
I wonder who DJ played in other movies.
Then Richard was under siege by other people.
We heard you're watching Street Fighter. We want to watch it with you.
We want to get in on this train wreck.
So, Dustin, I haven't really seen Mortal Kombat. How does Mortal Kombat compare to this movie?
Mortal Kombat is a better movie.
It's better.
It is a better movie overall. It's a better movie. It's more faithful. It has better action scenes.
The characters' special abilities and stuff like that, they're
represented.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was written by Ice Cube. That's all I need to know.
There was
music in this movie written by Ice Cube.
We're synced back up because I went back.
All right. Netflix is suggesting I watch Mystery Men now.
That's a good movie.
Never seen it.
What is wrong with you?
I have lived a sheltered life. That is why I have not seen any of these.
I thought
movies.
Joey lived a sheltered life. Jeez.
I haven't seen Mystery Men either. So there you go.
There you go.
You're gonna have to. No,
you should see his face when I told him I never seen the Goonies.
I haven't seen that one either.
Okay, post-credit scene.
I think he's speechless at this point.
Yeah. I do forget what this is.
Of course. Oh, God.
Is Bison's hand going to come from the rubble?
It might.
It's either that or Charlie's.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh!
Please. Please, for the love of God.
World domination.
Yes. He has a freaking subroutine for it.
Why not?
Oh God.
And it's like,
oh,
we have very specific plans around here in Shadowloo.
I wonder if that's implying that he was just a robot or something programmed by someone else.
Okay, so I'm being recommended another Van Damme movie called Lionheart. Let's watch
I
that.
I know, too.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. It was a pretty fun movie, I think, even though
it
is pretty, pretty horrible.
Quote,
so we'll catch you guys later.
All right, later on, guys.
Later. I'm going to go wash my eyes out with some bleach. Maybe. Oh God, I'm gonna need a drink after this.
I'm gonna go play Call of Duties to wipe this from my memory.
Okay.
Later, guys.
I'm gonna watch Mystery Men.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later.